saving money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 26 colors of Owens Corning Duration shingles and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. And how about our Rockets? They finally put an end. Steven Silas can breathe a relief last night. It was, listen, they looked... You know, in front of 12 people.
12s and 15s of people?
Yes. I mean,
good for Steven Silas.
Tens and tens of people were there to see. I think there were about 30 or 40 people there.
I felt really good for Steven Silas.
I did too.
Especially after Stephen A. Smith. Did you see his thing where he goes, another black man has been set up to fail.
Oh, God.
And it was like, well... He goes, I don't put this on Steve. I was with him the whole way. Like, yep, no, I don't put him. And then he went, Steve Nash got the Brooklyn job. Yeah. But Steven Silas had this on. Like,
right.
First of all, KD made the hiring over there, number one. And number two, leave our guy alone. No one here in Houston is going to heckle. No one's coming after Steven Silas here. We all know. First of all, a lot of people are in care mode right now.
Well,
As long as the governor doesn't go after him, I'm good with it. I put this 0% on Steven Silas. Don't worry.
No, 0%, but the fact of the matter is that when they do get good, he's going to be gone. I mean,
I just don't know. I think as long as they show, number one, I think he's inexpensive. And Tillman, I think Tillman's going to be good with that. Number one, I think he's inexpensive, which Tillman would be good with. Number two, get good is a relative term. I don't know how long that's going to take.
It's going to be.
The more I watch these players, by the way, you guys totally lied to me about how good this draft class is. Dell said it was the best class since the LeBron class.
Yeah, Dell has been claiming this for a while.
You were like, this Cade Cunningham's one of the best I've ever seen. This is a bunch of crap.
Dell,
this class is,
Dell,
you know what, win. I don't even care about being in a lottery anymore.
You know what, Dell? When people lie about you this and say things that you never said, it's irresponsible, and we can't have it. So you've been talking about how this is the greatest draft class
I'd like
ever,
to point out.
And I've been saying how Cade Cunningham is, actually he falls asleep during the game. He just falls asleep. He's literally sleeping on the court.
He didn't have the juice you want him to have.
No, he doesn't have the juice you want him to have. And I've been saying this while you've been touting this draft class as the best ever.
Sure. Maybe the only person who can hold Cade Cunningham down is whoever the hell the name of the coach of Oklahoma State is. Maybe he's the Dean Smith for Cade Cunningham. He's the only one who can shut him down. I don't know. You saw both Mobleys, but I think it's Evan Mobley, the one who's supposed to be the really good one, helped USC beat Kansas yesterday and blow them out.
It was fine.
You got Jalen Suggs for Gonzaga.
I don't want a big man. Big men suck in basketball.
Oh, you have Christian Wood. He's a big man.
Yeah, but he's different.
Well, no,
I know. We've already got Christian
Wood. He's a big man. That's a wing.
Maybe you want another one. Maybe you actually want a big man.
Oh, give me Kofi Covingston.
It's Cockburn.
It's Coburn, actually.
Me the white guy from Abilene Coburn. Christian with blonde hair.
No, it's not. It's pronounced Coburn.
It's spelled
It is pronounced
Coburn.
I'm calling him how it's spelled.
Well, it's a Nigerian pronunciation. You wouldn't know it.
No, it isn't.
You just want to say that on
isn't
the
it
air.
Spelled?
I know, that's all that is.
Isn't it spelled that
it's,
way?
It's spelled that way.
That's what I thought it was.
It's pronounced Coburn.
Not to Twitter. It's not.
No, I know. And I was doing that joke with Chance this weekend. But and then Doug Pfister got brought up. And then some girl named... Yoshi Takeshita. So that all
she a golfer?
She's No, she's a
real person.
She's a real person.
Okay.
Yeah, go look up Yoshi Takeshita.
Nah. I'm not going to.
He's going to spell it wrong and be down
she,
the wrong
I
lane.
I don't know what she plays, dangerous. What she does. But, hey, what about our Rockets? Just destroying people, okay? How about that? Take Cap for a while. Oh, did Toronto win a championship just a couple years ago? Yeah. Did they get their ass handed to them by our Houston Rockets? Yeah. Okay? And that's not a... Why is that team? Well, they got Siakam, they got Lowry, they got. Well, I mean, why is it so pitiful?
Well, Nick Nurse is catching some slander. Like, you're supposed to be the best, one of the best coaches in basketball. Most of your roster outside of Kawhi is around from that championship team,
And
you
had a bad year.
You made the playoffs last year. What the hell's going on here?
Well, Nick Nurse has just fallen apart.
Nick Nurse has been a good coach for like 3 years. He's having a down year. He's catching slander, but we're letting Steven Silas have a pass. Coaches get passes this year. This is pandemic.
No, it's not.
You get a pass on pandemics.
Why is it? What? I'm pretty sure that we're through the pandemic. We don't have it anymore. I don't know if you heard.
Well, I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've seen Florida.
Yeah. No. And
I saw the people.
Did you see the Rangers? Yeah. Okay. The Rangers are opening up opening day. Everybody, come on in.
That's not true.
Our Astros have decided to go half 50%. Which is, now it's probably, I would imagine.
Now it's comfortable seating? You mean like, hey, this feels like the way it should be.
Yeah, right.
I got a little bit of room.
Every other seat.
Guys.
But I'm pretty sure that those really expensive seats, those $600 seats right behind home plate, they're going to probably be 100%. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I'm just saying. Those ones are going to be. Now, the ones upper deck, that's where you're going to get your 50%, the upper deck. Those are going to be, that's going to be empty up there. But everybody else is going to be, those really expensive seats are going to be packed. So anyway, how about today? I mean, every single aspect, out rebounded, out assisted, out blocked, turnovered, out shot, out 3-point shot, out free throw shot, everything, our Rockets came through. Except, man, John Wall did everything to give that away.
Yeah.
He did just about everything.
Well, except they never really, that was never going to happen. But
no.
I mean, because they handle business. But John, they were talking about John Wall this morning on the show before us about possible trades for the Rockets. They brought up John Wall's name, and then immediately they said, they bring up John Wall's name, and they go, well, of course, John Wall's really not tradable with all his injuries and his contract, the money he's due, he's really not tradable. Like, why'd you even bring him up then? Well, everyone knows you can't trade John Wall.
The Rockets were able to get rid of Russell Westbrook.
We flipped Chris
for John
Paul.
Wall.
We flipped Chris Paul and multiple first rounders for John Wall. That's in essence what happened. You moved Chris Paul, who's the sixth player in NBA history yesterday with 10,000 assists. You move Chris Paul and multiple first round picks for John Wall. That's what happened.
Yeah.
That's what it became. That's a terrible, terrible trade.
Well, that's when you're in a when James put you in a position there was no recourse other than trading him. So that's what happens when you have to trade a guy, Deshaun. That's what happens when you have to trade him, is that you get pennies on the dollar. John Wall is pennies on the Chris Paul dollar. Literally pennies on the Chris Paul dollar, except he costs you $40 million a year.
Yeah, that's not too sweet.
Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for him, do you know how this team would have shot last night? He was 8 for 30 and had 19 points.
Wait, he ended up with 30 shots?
30. He 30 shots. Jay Sean Tate had 9 shots, 22 points. Sterling Brown, 10 shots, 20 points. They both outscored him with a third of the shots.
You know what Wall is basically, you know what Wall was doing? Wow. Respect for John Wall. You know what this was? He was like, what are you idiot young players doing?
Yeah.
This is the veteran taking over and saying, if I've got to shoot 30 times to get us a loss, I'm going to do it. We're gunning for that number one pick.
Yeah.
I mean, the veteran stepping
up. He's the only
up
smart
to take
one. Oladipo
shots.
Said, I'll sit. Okay, I ain't playing. I ain't going to play because we need this loss badly. because he's been playing well lately. They need to get rid of Victor Oladipo right now while he's on a 3-game steamer. Okay, let's go get him out of here.
Better knock off asking for a first rounder and a good young player. That's not helping their cause.
He's had 3 straight good games.
Congratulations. Yeah. If you want to get rid of him, don't ask for a first rounder and a good young player.
Who's stupid enough to do that? Like, legitimately, who would be dumb enough to do that? Nobody with a good young player.
I don't know.
If you've got a good young player, then you have a GM who's not stupid, probably.
You don't think the Knicks are stupid enough?
No, they're not. Tom Thibodeau wouldn't allow it. He looked, no. I got to practice. This guy won't practice for 8 hours a day. I can't have him on my team.
He's not a Thibodeau guy.
Well, I mean, name all the Thibodeau guys in the league right now.
Oh, you mentioned the Knicks. That's one team who probably wouldn't trade for him. But no GM looks at Victor Oladipo and goes, I have a cheap asset. I'm going to convince my owner to trade a cheap asset and then another cheaper asset, first round pick, for this guy who, to make up for the trade, I got to pay?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, Knicks. You're stupid enough. Do it.
Pull the trigger, Knicks. They're not dumb enough anymore, apparently. No, that's not happening.
We need the Knicks to be to continue to their role of stupidity.
Yeah, their picks, and they're going to make the playoffs. It won't even be a great pick.
Yeah, I don't care. Take anything. What do you mean? Getting Victor Oladipo out of here and getting anything? I'm taking it. Let's go. Let's do it. 710 ESPN 97.5. Our Rockets kicking some hiney. Way to go, Rockets. And taking names. Now start to get back on that losing streak.
Yeah, that's enough of this.
You know what? I didn't want to see Steven Silas despondent again. So
I mean, I want him to have a good night going home.
Yeah.
Maybe have some relations.
No, since February 4th, he has not gone home.
It's been a month.
And had relations.
I don't know that for a fact. But well, if they're tied to wins, yeah, you're right.
If they're tied to
wins. If they're tied to wins, you're right.
You know what? His wife might, you know, keep nachos from him. You don't come home a winner. Remember Lucas Glover? You remember Lucas Glover and his wife? When she beat the snot out of him when he fell apart in the final round? Yeah, that's what happens. If you're a good wife, you're withholding nachos. Otherwise, bring home a win. You ain't a winner, you don't get none. Beat it. So, Steven Silas, congratulations. Now it's on. They've got Charlotte without Ball. That's nice. LaMelo's not there. And then at Minnesota. This could be the start of a win streak, bro. Charlotte at Minnesota.
Actually, it could.
It really could.
Well, don't say it like it's a good thing.
Well, this is a dangerous time
I know.
That we live in.
If we can find a way to go 2-2 out of that, I'd feel better.
Minnesota
is going to be hard to.
1-3 would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen.
If you lose twice to Minnesota, now all of a sudden, that's.
Christian Wood is back and things are going to be different.
That's a heads up game. That's worth two. Those two are. That's worth four.
Where are they at right now? Are they 3 or 2?
They are.
From the bottom.
They're 3, if I'm not mistaken.
Two against Minnesota.
You really got to.
Well, Minnesota has actually.
Right now.
Minnesota has won a couple here recently.
They're behind Minnesota. They're tied with the Pistons, tied for second, and just 2 games up on Orlando. Orlando's really hustling, really trying hard lately. Lost they're 1-9 in their last 10.
Yeah,
so they're really tryhards right now to get into that top 3. 712 ESPN 97.5. Time for me to talk about GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's my man, John Clay Wolf. And if you're looking for the best way to sell your car, it's not even arguable. And he is giving top dollar. He said he's buying from dealerships and then just taking the cars to auction. So he's paying sticker on these things. And he says if you've got a nicer car that you drove off the lot. Now, usually when you drive off the lot, you lose $1,000, $3,000 immediately. John Clay Wolf says you can get sticker right now for some of these cars that you've driven off the lot, that you've driven for a little while, and he'll give you sticker for them. So you're making money on a new car? That's ridiculous. In a year or a little bit more? So if you got to get out of that car that you're in right now, just go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and find out for yourself. It is unbelievable what he's doing. He sold over 1,000 cards at auction last week. So if you want to get in on this, all you got to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Do you ever wonder what ESPN 97.5 hosts talk about during the breaks? Well, now we have your answer.
I don't know why you got to do it with the effing. All you got to do is say earmuffs.
Just go to twitch.tv/ESPN 97.5 for exclusive uncensored content.
Can you earmuff it for me?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, I'm going to call all those guys. I'm going to text them and call them. And there were so many of them. There was assistant coaches who I know a little bit, and there was head coaches who I know a little bit. You know, Brad Stevens, he hit me before the game, and I don't really know him very well. And Rick Carlisle hit me after the game, and obviously I have a relationship with him. But the NBA is a special place. Like, I've known that since I was born, and I think about, like, all of my dad's ex-teammates and people, and the NBA is just awesome. It's a great fraternity of people who work hard and try and have failures and aren't afraid to share those failures with younger coaches and to help. So what those guys did for me means the world to me, and I'm going to reach out to every single one of those people who I spoke to or texted with and just tell them thank you, because it really, really meant a lot to me.
Wow, that's awesome. You know what? That is neat. The coaching fraternity is tight, and it's it had to be such. Every coach had to look at what Steven Silas was going through, and, you know, reading his mind the night before, with how distraught he was. And I don't know if I've ever seen a coach as distraught as he was, especially in a regular season.
I couldn't even understand him. He had two different questions that were asked of him.
Yes on one of them. That's all he said. Yes. I mean, but honestly, in a regular...
Are you sure he said yes?
I think he did.
I just heard.
So,
that's as distraught as I've ever seen.
Ever.
That's what made me think the Rockets were going to win, because I just don't think they wanted to see their coach like that.
No.
I mean, that was as devastated as
John Wall did everything.
It was so bad that coaches reached out. Other coaches saw him and went, holy crap, I got to make sure that this guy's going to be okay.
I don't even know him.
Brad Stevens is like, oh my God, this could really go sideways.
No, again, that's the kind of distraught you are when you lose a loved one as distraught as he was.
Or 20 games.
Well, apparently.
You know what it looks like.
When you're you talk about a guy who cares.
Well, that's his, not only is his job, it's his identity.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is his,
this is on his watch, yeah.
As a dad who's, as a kid who's grown up with a dad who's a coach, coaches, the success and the failure, really kind of ends up defining them. Or it shouldn't, but they feel like it's defining them. Even though they know it doesn't define them, they feel like it's defining them, at least from the outside world. It's got to be devastating for Steven Silas.
Yeah.
He considers himself a good coach, and now he's got 20 losses in a row. And I'm sure from his own standpoint, he's upset with himself. He's upset with the players. But he also thinks, God, people must think I'm the worst coach in the world. Like, that's a really hard thing for him to carry around. So that's why he was so despondent. But you could also hear how happy he was. I could understand every word he said very clearly. Yeah. Mask or no mask.
Well, he's actually a really good quote. His sound bites are excellent. He is not afraid to say what he's thinking, and it's good to see, man. It has got to be awfully difficult for, look at him. So that is nice. The Rockets got to win finally. And if I'm DJ Wilson or DJ Augustine, I'm like, what? That's all you guys needed?
Mm-hmm.
That's all you needed was us? We're undefeated here. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you guys sucked before we got here? Okay.
Weren't they in yesterday's game?
Were they?
Not yesterday, Monday's.
Were they in Monday's game?
Yeah, they were here for that.
I didn't see it.
They're 1-1.
I missed it.
How'd you miss it?
I missed Monday's game. They were there?
Yes, they were.
Never mind what I said.
Yeah.
How did I miss their 20th straight loss?
Yeah, considering how much you've talked about how much you want them to lose, I'm surprised you missed it.
Well, no, I just assume. And then last night I was watching it, and I'm like, what the hell are you guys doing? What's wrong with you people?
Winning a game.
They're up by 9 over Toronto. I'm like, you guys are going to blow this whole thing.
Well, maybe that win yesterday will change Aaron Gordon's mind, because apparently the Rockets were offering Oladipo and picks for him, or at least Oladipo, and Aaron Gordon's like, nah. I don't want to play
Aaron Gordon?
Why does Aaron Gordon get a choice?
Well, apparently he's Orlando's accommodating him a bit. He's like, nah, I don't want to play there. Can you trade me to Boston? That's where I like to go play.
But if I'm Orlando, I'm like, we're going to trade you where we get what's best for us.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Oladipo isn't what's best for Orlando because apparently he was involved in the deal going back the other way.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that deal would.
Boston is allegedly offering 2 first-round picks, but Danny Ainge always
those first rounders. And that's better than Oladipo? I don't think so.
Okay. Danny Ainge is always on the precipice of making a trade but never makes it. He almost acquired Paul George. He almost acquired Kawhi Leonard. He never makes the big trade. We'll see if he gets this one done. And Aaron Gordon's the guy apparently he's all in on, which is weird considering he wouldn't even go all in on Paul George, but whatever.
Aaron Gordon, now that's a championship. Aaron Gordon has proven time and again.
Is it? Has he?
He's all about the chips. That's it. That's all he wants. That's all he does. Okay. So now, apparently, peeps, there's 13 now lawsuits, apparently.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking on Pro Football Talk, and as of their latest, it's 14.
They've got 14?
As of 6:40.
Then we got to watch the Deshaun ticker, the therapist ticker.
24 accusers, 14 lawsuits.
24 accusers, 14 lawsuits.
As of 5:40 a.m.
Wow. Is Tony Busby the busiest man in the city?
Well, he's taking a lot of phone calls, I guess.
It's truly incredible. Every day I wake up like I don't even want to look at Twitter. I don't want to look at anything. Now Robert Little, his stuff that he's got, he just goes extra. Like his reports and his gossip site is just way extra on this one. He read some of it. Oh, it's definitely not spring break right now.
No, it's not spring.
Kids are definitely headed back to school, so be careful.
The stuff that he said. I haven't seen this stuff, but this must be in new lawsuits that the requests by Deshaun. Deshaun is, he allegedly has this therapist, this massage therapist fetish.
Yep.
And you know what?
Allegedly. And here's the, it's really. I get random texts every day from people who are like, hey, who are not in Houston. Hey, what's going on down there with Deshaun? What do you think? I got two of them yesterday. One is from a former NFL player who's in the media, who you would know. And one is just a scout. And they all want to know, hey, this Deshaun stuff, do you have any inside scoop on this? What's the deal? And I'll tell them what I know. But I mean, a lot of what I know is just, you know. I mean, and it invariably gets back to, what is he thinking? Everybody goes back to, if any of this is true, what in the world was Deshaun ever thinking? Why would he do this? And I do not know. There's so much. Look, we know there was massages. We know we don't know what happened with a lot of this. We do know some of the information now. We don't know the veracity of others, but we do know, you know, I mean, he's getting massages from people on Instagram. Just that right there is just, I just wouldn't mess with anybody on Instagram. That should be, I mean, that's like, that should be textbook 101 for athletes. The rookie symposium would say, listen, don't do things on Instagram.
This is all rookie moves. This is all rookie moves by Deshaun.
This idea of you sliding into DMs and Instagram this or Instagram that, that's got to end. You can't do that stuff anymore. You can't. And for Deshaun to put himself in this position, in this situation, regardless of what is or isn't true, shows a complete lack of unawareness that I never would have thought was possible with somebody who is at an elevated level like he is. And yet, here we are. And, you know, best case scenario, he is an atrocious decision maker and completely unaware of situations. And you know, where a wealthy guy or a star is entitled, we sell this with the movie stars and all that stuff, it's an entitled move where you have no awareness of what's going on or what could potentially go on at the best. Worst case scenario, there's predatory stuff involved here. So I don't know how this one is going to – you know, when you ask what the end game is here, there's just not going to be a very, there's not going to be a very clean end game for Deshaun Watson. And with Tony Busby, I did, it is interesting. I had a lawyer reach out and tell me why a lot of these, a lot of what's going on is a little problematic from a legal standpoint. His comments yesterday, I'll bring this up, but he brought up some very interesting points from a legal standpoint. He just said, here's how sexual assault cases work. If you file in civil court before you ever discuss the case with police, there's a 0% chance that we would ever take that case. Busby's a rich lawyer, not a good lawyer. There are many rich lawyers who are bad at trial. Rusty is far more experienced. Remember, all successful cases with celebrities went criminal before going civil. And that's something that this isn't doing. He said, I used to oversee the division where this case would land. He said, he is using affidavits to avoid perjury and false report charges. If the ladies talk to the police directly, they are exposed to charges. So what he's saying is, he believes the way that, that this is being manipulated is so these women don't have to...
Well, he's also sending it to the DA, though. And if the DA comes up with the grand jury and these women have to testify, then we'll find out, because they're going to be under oath testifying in front of a grand jury.
And if some start bailing on that, if they start dropping their cases, you want to talk about a bad look.
Yeah, it'll be a bad look. It'll be a bad look. There's no question about that. But he is allegedly sending it to the DA. If he sends it to the DA, then we know that then... He believes in these clients. He believes in what they're saying. If not, if it's just a civil suit, then I totally agree with what he's saying. We'll see. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5.
Shout out to Bo Silas. Neat stuff. That's not, Art, that's not, first of all, don't call him Bo Silas. And that's not neat stuff that, not, that they is. Won a game. That's a
no,
big deal.
No, it kind of is neat stuff. Now let's move
that's
on.
That's a big deal.
No, nah, it's neat stuff.
It's neat stuff. Let's move
it's
on.
It's a bit embarrassing
yeah.
that the Rockets were hyping up the 14 people in the building, and they got a standing ovation after winning a game in March because of how bad they've been. It's neat stuff.
Daniel has the gall to say big men are part of basketball, too. In what realm are big men part of basketball anymore?
I mean, how'd Luka Garza fare? Okay.
Anthony Davis. I just gave him the.
Nikola Jokic. Nikola Jokic. Joel Embiid.
No.
Two MVP candidates.
Yeah, but not really because they play out. Man. They don't play in a post. Place you see post moves anymore are college basketball.
No, you don't have to. You're still big. If you're 7 feet tall, you're a big man.
Not if you shoot threes. No. I don't count you anymore.
Oh, well, okay. Sure. Okay, so you wouldn't want Jokic on this team because he's big and he shoots threes?
Well, no, I want him.
Okay.
What I want too is for you to get your claim met by – I want you to get your claim paid off by your insurance company. And if right now you're dealing with an insurance company and they're working you, because that's what insurance companies do. Insurance companies, the how they make money is they collect – all of the, you know, when you make your payments to them and then they don't pay you back when you have a claim. That's how they make money. So this is a thing that's been going on forever. Well, there's the MMA law firm, McClenny, Mosley and Associates. And these guys, this is what they do. They fight insurance companies. It's what they do every day. They know how to do it. The insurance companies hate them. They do not want to hear from the MMA law firm. What they want to hear from is you. So here's what you do. You go to largelossattorneys.com, and start the process. Let them look at your claim and your policy absolutely free, and then they will advise you from there. Whether or not you have a good claim or not, they know. And here's the deal, is you can win. You can't win by yourself. You need these guys, the MMA law firm. largelossattorneys.com, that's largelossattorneys.com.
ESPN. 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Man, the Pac-12. Holy crap, boys. Four other five teams are still alive. Colorado's the only one that lost.
Big Ten's looking good, too.
The Big Ten sucks. Big Ten, this is typical. I did not know this. Did you guys realize, okay, what two conferences have produced 10 of the last 11 national champions in college basketball?
10 of the last 11?
Yeah. It's pretty easy once you think about it.
Well, big, who?
The ACC. They've had Duke, North Carolina, Virginia, yeah. And the Big East.
The Big East, yeah. Because
Connecticut and Villanova. That's the last. And 11? Louisville was in there, too.
That's 11?
10 of the last 11. Kentucky in there one year. Otherwise, 10 of the last 11 have come from those two conferences.
I'm trying to remember. Did Memphis, and that was a while. Did Memphis win it? Memphis
didn't
win.
No, they blew it to Kansas.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
Yep. That was a while ago.
Yeah, it was Mario Chalmers back in.
Yeah,
that was a long time ago.
Yeah, Mario Chalmers hit that shot.
Yeah.
Nine?
Kansas was the last non-ACC or Big East school that's won it. Well, other than Kentucky, won 1 year. The SEC got one. That's it.
Wow. Yeah. I remember Big East, but I couldn't remember that it was all ACC. I forgot Duke used to
Virginia,
do it.
Duke, North Carolina.
Yeah, Virginia.
Yeah.
It was weird the other day listening to, you guys knocked off the defending national champs. Are they? I mean, do we say that still, defending national champs, when
they're the defending champs. They're
19?
Not. Yeah.
I mean, they are, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
It feels like when there's a belt that's been vacated. And you're fighting for that belt. That's what that felt like. It felt like there's a vacated belt, and everyone's playing for the championship belt.
Well, you know,
there was no 20 winner. I can't. I guess 19, but if the players aren't even still on the team, well, a lot of times that's the case the next year anyway. But I had completely forgotten that Virginia was the national champs.
Yeah,
the Virginia and Tech game. I'd forgotten that Virginia. Oh, that's right. Virginia won. So when they said Virginia's been knocked off.
The year before, they were knocked out by a 16. Then this year, they came up.
And
this year, they're knocked out by a 13. Yeah. And in between, they won a national championship.
Yep.
And had a 2-year run as the defending champ.
2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And Louisville, by the way, was that the stripper, the hooker thing? Was that why they're kicked out of the, they got their title taken away, stripped of their title?
It would be that situation if that's the case. Did they get their national title taken away from them?
Yeah, they got it was vacated. Their title was vacated back in 13 by the Committee on Infractions. Hookers, really? I mean, I can see paying players, but hookers?
Well, you think hookers are out of bounds?
No, I think it's the other way around.
You think they should be allowed to use?
It's not like they're the first players that, you know what I'm saying? And not,
no,
not,
what are you saying?
Sean is on that reckless stuff this week.
What are you saying?
This week?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, my sugar is high. That's why I have.
You're a sugar person. We know.
I am a sugar person.
Because he's drinking
zero sugar.
They use sex.
Zero sugar. I'm trying to get my sugar down.
Part of a sex recruiting scandal. It was not just hookers. It's because the hookers were called impermissible benefits, which is a recruiting thing.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, really? Do we want to go back in history and see all the impermissible benefits players have gotten?
Take them all away then. Who cares?
Okay. Yeah, every single one.
Why do you care about Louisville?
Tony Bennett wouldn't do that.
Why do you care about Louisville? Who cares if they lost their title?
Well, I'm just saying. I mentioned that they were a champ, but they're really not.
No, because they use sex to recruit.
And to me, they're the people's champs.
You think? You know when this question gets asked.
Are you though?
Yeah.
Every day you confirm you're not.
Champ?
Yeah. Who's there? Are they my champion too?
Who are the champs? Who are the people?
They're everybody's champs.
Speaking of champs, Illinois is not going to be a champ. I found this. This is just kind of ironic. It's sad, but ironic. Illinois is investigating racist posts directed at Kofi Coburn following their loss. The Big Ten's doing some Big Ten. Now, I shouldn't just say Big Ten because it could be fan base, but also. It could be gamblers. It could be bracket people. Who knows? when I tell you the whole thing here, but Kofi Coburn is the second player to say he faced racist comments on social media. Following a loss, Coburn shared an Instagram a racist social media post directed at him after Illinois lost to Loyola Chicago. Coburn, who was born in Jamaica but later moved to New York, posted a screenshot of the post and responded by writing, "I blame his parents." An Illinois spokesman said ESPN's Adam Rittenberg or told Adam Rittenberg that the school is looking into the situation and has spoken. I don't know what the school's going to has looked into the situation where there was an ugly post on Instagram. Like, did they know how this works? The school's going to we're going to investigate this ugly post on social media where somebody called you a name or said something racist. I'm sorry. Can I introduce y'all to social media?
Well,
they were born from YouTube comments.
Yeah.
The idea that you're going to look into, you want to talk about a water is wet thing? Oh, players were harassed after a loss.
Well, not some as bad as Ohio State, E.J. Liddell.
Yeah, E.J. Liddell's was, well, that's the other guy who was mentioned. Coburn's post came a day after E.J. Liddell received threatening and insulting social media posts. Well,
threatening? He had death threats.
Yeah, he posted
nice
images.
Job, Ohio State fan. The biggest a-holes in all the sports, oh, Ohio State
said,
fans.
And this is not at Ohio State because we have great fans. It could be Ohio State fans, but it could also be it could literally be bracket people. Like, the anonymity of social media allows people to say the most vile, angry stuff. Well, it could be gamblers.
But at some point, you can find
who that is. It
could be
somebody who lost a $100 bet.
There's got to be some.
There is not. You can't.
Someone like, you know, like Raheel that could find it.
No, you can't.
That
Why
could
do you
find
think
who
nothing
that is.
Ever happens?
Yes.
Why do you think nothing ever happens? The anonymity of social media. That's why I believe if you made people pay $5 a month to be on social media, you would weed out a lot of people. Because, and then you'd have to have your name put to it where they could find, all of a sudden that all that stuff goes bye-bye. If your name has to be on your social media account and you can be held accountable for your stuff,
right.
Then all of a sudden all this stuff goes bye-bye. The idea that, guys.
Then another free one would just open
Everyone,
up.
Stop what you're doing. Somebody posted something ugly on social media to a player, and even some of it was even racist. Well, no, that didn't happen. We're doing an investigation. I think we're going to get to the bottom of this. Oh, good luck, school. I'm sure you'll figure this internet social media anonymity out like everyone else has, except for like literally nobody. I think there's been a couple cases where the FBI has tracked it down, and the FBI is not getting on this case. I can tell you that. I mean, this is like the biggest, oh, really? This is the world we live in. We've been welcome. We've been living in this world forever. Well, at least since about 2012. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. People say ugly things to athletes. What about when, what's his name? Who was it? The guard, the little white guard from the Lakers missed that shot from the corner and people wish cancer on his kids. Oh. Who was the little guard? He used to play with the Portland Steve. You remember? Played with the Portland Trail Blazers and then went to the Lakers.
Steve Blake.
You remember Steve Blake's story? And that was like 2013, 14, I think, is when Steve Blake, because he missed a shot at the end of the game. I mean, this has been going on for a long time. Yeah. People are hateful. Like, a story where people are hateful on social media. I breeze right by. Next.
Yeah.
This is. Well, thanks for the update, guys.
Listen, it's a big upgrade from scoring an own goal in the World Cup, isn't it? One of these South American countries?
Yeah, that's back when they would murder
yes,
defensemen.
It's a big upgrade. We're progressing
wasn't that
as
Colombia?
Society. Colombia, well, yeah, but it was the two
they
Escobars.
It's two Escobars, and yeah, that Escobar.
Yeah, that Escobar got killed. Yeah. An own goal.
All for the glory of the
look
U.S.
Look at how we've progressed as a society.
There wasn't any...
It's just because we're death threats now and racism. It's an upgrade.
See, you're clouding one of the best moments in U.S. history. One of the best soccer moments in U.S. That World Cup run at home where they got to play Brazil in the second round.
It's so unbelievable that they... How did that happen? How did the U.S. even... when they, back then, when they really weren't... Like, they didn't have... play. That's when I look back at it, it's unbelievable. It's also unbelievable. How do the host teams always do so well?
It's, well, you're playing at home. It's part of that national thing, well, pride thing.
Didn't Michael Bradley play his ass off that?
He wasn't. He feels like he's that old.
He was on that team.
No, he wasn't. It feels like he's been around forever. I can't stand Michael Bradley.
More than Michael Bradley.
You remember Michael Bradley against Portugal? When all he had to do was hold on the ball and clear it, he loses it. And Ronaldo serves it for a game-tying goal. Michael Bradley was on it.
Who's hated more, Christian Laettner or Michael Bradley?
Laettner.
Laettner's the
relatively speaking, in their sport.
Well, people don't care enough about Michael Bradley. But
no, that's what I'm saying. But relatively speaking.
Well, the difference is we don't like Michael Bradley because he stinks. People don't like Christian Laettner because he was so good and he was a pain in the ass.
He was good and cocky.
Yeah. Michael Bradley has been bad for years.
See, this is what sucks now. This is what sucks now with everyone going pro so fast. You don't get a chance to know guys. You don't get a chance to build that kind of, like, who is the guy? Who do you think is the most hated college basketball player right now? You couldn't even begin to give an answer. Who's been the most hated basketball player?
EJ Liddell.
Apparently. Who's been the most hated basketball player over the past 5 years? You can't come up with one. Last 10 years. No idea. You'd have to really think. Christian Laettner, that's back when you would build dynasties.
Grayson Allen. You go back to Grayson Allen.
One other Duke white guy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it starts there.
Yeah. Duke white guy. Look it down. But Grayson. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, but Grayson Allen was truly hateable.
Yeah.
That was, you know, tripping people all the time. And Laettner was.
He still does that stuff.
But Laettner was hateable because he was so good. He was the evil empire.
Yeah.
He was part of the evil empire.
With the sweater around its neck.
You don't have that. Now, they would intentionally walk around holding hands on a Duke campus just to mess with people. He and Thomas Hill, I think.
Yep.
Thomas Hill told that story. And in the early 90s,
everybody thought you could
do that and it would be like in the early 90s, they were really flaunted. I remember people getting that and reading that Sports Illustrated article like, excuse me? You're walking around campus holding hands?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
People were freaking out. Now, you know, but Laettner was ahead of his time with his troll game. Like, Laettner was way ahead of his time on his troll game.
Yep. I'm looking at Michael Bradley's stats. He was a great, great player.
No, he wasn't.
Michael Bradley sucked.
And his career had a downturn when he came back here to play in MLS. Should have stayed in Europe, but he got sold back to the U.S., and he's been terrible ever since.
His career stats, 202 game matches. 12 goals. I mean, you got.
Well, I don't care about the goals so much because he's like more of a holding midfielder. I don't care about that stuff. It's just in moments, he was clearly not capable for like 5 years of playing on big level. Just watch him against Mexico. Oh, Michael Bradley's playing. We're losing.
Michael Bradley's a great player.
You don't know anything about Michael Bradley.
Duke thing. You just hate
good
people.
I'm not jealous of him.
You hate good people.
I don't know that he's a good person. Neither do you.
Yes, I do. I never. Have you ever heard of him?
He sucks. He's slow. He's
you ever heard of him
he's
having
bad
a
bad on the ball?
Michael Bradley sucks. Every year I would hear, and then soccer people try to tell me, no, Michael Bradley's actually
he's
pretty
good. He's very important to the
and
team.
Every World Cup, I'd be like, this guy sucks.
World Cup?
What are y'all
he was so
about?
Bad that we couldn't make the World Cup.
I've never heard of him getting a massage. I know that.
What does that have to do with anything?
Okay.
Why are you bringing up the massage stuff?
Why don't you talk about Craig the Surf?
He's not going to tell you what you can do in the back of a Chevy Silverado if you want there. There need to be massages. There could be massages. Okay. I don't know. There's plenty of space back there. Unless you get the crew cab, then there's plenty of space in the crew cab. All you have to do is go to LandZCars.com. Their entire inventory is available for you to take a look at. I mean, everything. You can see exactly what I'm talking about from Chevy to GMC. They've got, and I'm going to tell you, right now there is a great offer going on. You can view all the details for a 2021 GMC Sierra 1500 crew cab. They have a total package value plus options available for you, a purchase allowance of over $5,200. You can check out the website for complete details if you're a big truck person. If you are looking for Chevy, if you're looking for Buick, if you're looking for GMC, they've got the vehicles that you're looking for. And the great thing is they're going to give you more trade-in value for your vehicle. You can start online. As soon as you go to LandZCars.com, you're going to have the trade-in, the ability to gauge your trade-in by going right there and taking a look and having a chat function to find out what they will offer you for your vehicle. Just know this. Once you're done with the process, they can even drive the car from Angleton out to you. So the prices are lower, the selection's great, and the people are outstanding. Out in Angleton at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to the website to check out all their special programs right now at LanceZCars.com.
Hola, soy José Altuve, All-Star y MVP. Si necesitas un vehículo nuevo, ven a Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. Chevy, te encuentra camino.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
That's right, Lamont. We led with the Rockets this morning. That's right. Our Rockets. And for those of you who missed it, our Rockets won last night. Kicked ass. Dominated. An outstanding. A championship Toronto team last night. Just destroyed them. All their hopes and dreams. So congratulations to Steven Silas and all the guys for winning and you know what? Showing the city pride, some pride last night. Love that. Congratulations to the club. Now go on. Now start losing again. That'd be great. That'd be great if y'all could just now lose all the games so that you get a top four. They're going to blow. You know what? This would skip feeling more and more and more like the Jets. So the Jets now, is it a done deal? Everywhere we see it's going to be Zach Wilson. Is it?
I mean, I don't know. It's quiet. This year is really hard to figure out. There's not a lot of information leaking out right now, and I do think it's Zach Wilson though. I think 1-2 is kind of locked in. It's listen. I do think there were some teams who at one point they were already getting ready, including potentially the Jets, to make a run at Deshaun Watson. The Texans, not even listening to offers, shut that down. But I think there were teams who were, you know, the Carolina Panthers looked like they were making moves designed to, clear space out so they could make a move at Deshaun Watson. But now they have to really take a good look at how they're going to move forward with the quarterback position and just shut the Deshaun Watson stuff out, because that's just not going to happen. Here's something that will be interesting. Mike Florio wrote this. With each additional allegation against Deshaun Watson, it becomes more and more difficult to downplay or explain away the situation. 13 women and counting have accused Watson of sexual assault during massages. More may soon file suit. It's becoming more and more significant distraction for the league, the Texans, and Watson, especially since Watson's team has done hardly anything to push back against these charges. And so the question...
team do that?
Well, see, I heard someone else like, oh, it's very interesting that they don't have the guys back.
They can't.
You can't have a guy's back until you know
all
the facts.
Come on, Mike Florio. That's a crap statement. That is just...
No, I think he was...
How are they going to push back against any... How do they know what... You have to wait and let this play out. There's nothing that they're playing it exactly right. They can't play it any
this
better.
Isn't Tatiana,
you have to stay
the
away
phone
from
caller.
It.
You look like you're so anti women. If you go,
yes.
I mean, can you imagine?
Can you imagine? And if he is guilty, oh, nice job, Texans, you dumbasses.
Yeah.
You backed him instead of the women that were the victims.
And,
I mean, come on, Mike Florio, that's a crap statement.
Well, he goes on, and so the question becomes whether the NFL eventually will push Watson out of the league until all cases are resolved. At some point, the sheer volume of the allegations overpowers the situation. And that's Tony Busby's strategy,
yeah.
Obviously. This is like when you go for a flurry of punches trying to get the ref to stop it, where none of these are knockout blows in and of himself. They're trying to flurry and make Deshaun give up some money is what it feels like. And I'm not saying none of the accusations are true. I'm just saying this feels like a flurry intended to just avalanche, and it feels like it is. I mean, it feels like it's a successful strategy up to this point. At least it feels like a successful strategy.
Well, at the very least, though, if it was one or two, then all he would have is one or two. Right now, he's got 14.
And he didn't it's do not them all like at once. Because then they'd all be lumped into each other.
I'm going to give him credit for he's doing it right. However, he has the ammunition.
Well, he's volume.
I mean, he's got Gonzaga. He can fill it up, man. He's overpowering it because he's got the ammunition.
Well, it's volume.
It's right.
It's a pure volume move. It's an avalanche move, and it's having success. At least what he's been able to do is take people, and he's making it more challenging for people to remain neutral in this. And let's be honest, for people who will be hypocritical and say, Deshaun Watson, we have got to stay, you know, it's guilty, it's innocent until proven guilty. Since when? Since when is this society functional? Like, that's been over for a long
time.
Well,
right, but you have to, you still have to have
right, for the legal system has to stay that way. Right. We can't let the court of public opinion sway the legal system. Hopefully never.
Hey, listen, if you don't, I'm not condemning. Hey, listen, you got to give Deshaun his day in court. Next week, we may all be saying, wow, that Rusty and Deshaun, they make a lot of sense here. This is, you know what? Who knows? Who knows how it's going to turn out? But when you have this avalanche,
it's made it harder.
It's making it real hard.
But I'm just telling you, Rusty Harden, you better put some respect on that, on Rusty Harden, because you know that he's got a lot of, sway. Yeah. And he's really good at what he does. So
there's like a tale of the tape.
I would take Deshaun plus the money line.
Ooh, you would? I don't know if I would right now. I think there's a tale of the tape between the two lawyers, between Rusty Harden, who did it, Michael Rothstein, an ESPN staff writer, looked at both of the guys, and I'm saying for Watson, Rusty Harden, and for the plaintiffs, it's Tony Busby, and you know their history. Tony's got a little checkered history.
Oh yeah,
no question about it.
Oh yeah,
yeah. But you know what, Tony? All of this stuff about my mom drove a bus and I was a Marine and all this stuff. You know, he's always been, I'm going to fight for the little guy. He's always been that. Now the little guy has also made him a bajillionaire.
Yeah, plaintiff's lawyers get paid.
That's right. No, but
class action lawsuits get paid.
But he's branded himself well. While we think it's all Tony, shut up. Stop.
Okay, who do you know better? He's Tony Busby or I'm the tough, smart lawyer, Jim Adler, Texas Hammer. That's the guy who fights for the little people. Mm. It's the guy I see on commercials, the Texas Hammer. And there's a truck coming and he's got a sledgehammer. Hits it and bursts into flames or whatever. That's the guy that's fighting for the little
Tony
guy.
Busby is a character out of a John Grisham novel, like the lawyer who's eccentric and lost respect in the field, but he's got this one big case that may change his entire life around.
Well, you're saying he's Lee Steinberg?
He did.
No.
Oh.
No. He did pick up 100.
He's Lee Steinberg with Pat Mahomes?
I've read this thing. He's picked up. He won a $100 million award here. I think he had another $189 million settlement against the Texas Windstorm Insurance Association. The Deepwater Horizon explosion in the Gulf of Mexico got $100 million. So Tony Busby, while he's not blowing up trucks with a sledgehammer.
No, he's not.
He's what he's doing is behind
Jim Adler's son, Kevin Adler. I don't know his name of his son, but I'm just telling you, Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer, or whatever his name is, nickname is, that guy's been out there
But I want the guy that's getting $100 million awards.
No, I know, but Jim Adler fights for the little guys, too. I've seen it on commercials for years.
Yeah. See, I like the guy that's getting me $189
million. With 13 cases filed and up to 9 more expected, will the NFL exercise its broad power to place Watson on commissioner exempt list? The answer to that is going to be yes, by the way. But here's what's interesting. That would have significant consequences for Watson and for the Texans. Watson would be barred from practicing or playing. The Texans would be required to pay Watson his salary, more than $10 million in 2021. The question then would become whether the Texans would simply cut Watson to avoid owing him salary that he wouldn't be allowed to earn. The answer to that is no.
No.
The mere possibility of paid leave turns the entire relationship between player and team on its head. Before last Tuesday, Watson wanted nothing to do with the Texans. Now remaining on the Texans could be Watson's only path to getting paid in 2021.
How about this? Maybe instead of it's a Texans conspiracy, maybe this is the way Deshaun went about it so that he could get paid and not play for the Texans. What about that?
He hired Busby and these women.
And these women to make these accusations.
You don't know. We don't know.
You don't know.
What did I say it was wrong?
Okay. Maybe he.
That seems unlikely.
Well, did anybody see Deshaun Watson's car outside Tony Busby's a couple, 3 months ago? Maybe.
Deshaun got word the Texans were not backing off their stance, not trading him, despite the flip flopping from John McClain. He knew the Texans were like, look, you're not going anywhere. You might as well play. So Deshaun thought to himself, you know what I got to do? You're going to pay me, and I'm not going
to
play.
Watch this.
If the Texans were to cut him, would anyone sign him? Maybe a team would roll the dice in the possibility that eventually you'll have a franchise quarterback. I will give you the answer to that. 100 billion percent You fade this. There's nothing criminal coming. Mike, he'll sit out a year, Mike, and then somebody's going to have Deshaun Watson.
Mike Florio's
hurt. And they'll have, if they cut him, they'll be able to let, and they'll, if he pass, whether he clears waivers or not, yes.
Mike Florio ate stupid pills yesterday. What the hell?
Would anyone even roll the dice? Like, maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
And they'll,
this is eventually going to be over. You know that, right?
They'll cultivate a plan.
He's not going to prison.
All right.
They'll cultivate a plan where he's a sex addict. He'll do the work in his year off, and he'll be back.
He'll pay the women. He'll pay Rusty. He'll have a lot less money, and then he'll get back on the field, and everybody will.
I think that one is easily plus 250 in the favorite, or at least close to the favorite. I think Deshaun Watson, do the work. Admit an addiction, deny the physical stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's 100% the favorite right now. And he'll be back in the league. I think there's a chance he could miss half the year. I'm to the point now where there is this avalanche. Unless Rusty is able to discredit and this thing falls apart, which is a possibility. Unless that happens, but there's more to discredit now. You're not discrediting one out of 10 that are together. These are individual cases.
Yeah, there's so much smoke.
Tony knows what he's doing here. I'll tell you who else knows what they're doing, and that's my friends over at Generator Supercenter. And did you have a generator? I know I talked about it, but I hadn't gotten mine yet. And then I was made to look a fool whenever the big winter storm hit, because me and my family suffered just like many of you with the electricity going out. And it was, I'd only got down, the lowest it got in our house was, I think, in the bathrooms, it was 43. In the living room, it was 51 degrees at one point. And you know how I know? Because I took a thermometer out, a meat thermometer, which is super sensitive. And I was like, "Ooh, this is pretty cold here." And I didn't have my generator. And I've been telling you about getting the automatic standby generator from Generac. And Generator Supercenter, this is what they sell. They do financing with low monthly payments. They do free estimates for you. I mean, this is a chance for you when your electricity goes off during one of our terrible weather spells that we have, or during rolling blackouts. If this becomes a thing in the future, which many have talked about it because of the issues with the grid, we are going to be in a situation where you could have rolling blackouts, but not you, not if you have the automatic standby generator. Go to GeneratorSupercenter.com. They also have employment opportunities for you as well that you can check into. GeneratorSupercenter.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.